What's up, everyone? Dre Payo here on behalf of HamiltonMusician.com, here with a very special guest fresh off the release of their new video, Life is Fine, which currently is over 68,000 views. I'm here with Aaron of the acapella group Countermeasure. How's it going, Aaron?
It's going great. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, man. Excited to be chatting with you. You don't often see artists doing what you guys at Countermeasure are doing with the whole acapella thing and kind of fusion of genre. So yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah, well, thanks very much. We're really happy with this project. It was a lot of fun, and yeah, just happy to have it out in the world now.
Before we dig deeper into the meaning of the video, I just want to get to know Countermeasure a little more and get to know, how did you guys come together and what made you guys say, you know what, like, I think this acapella thing is a good thing that we should really bring heavily to the music scene.
Yeah, for sure. So many of us were singing together in university years ago and graduated out. We're looking for sort of the next thing. Many of our members have, they're either teachers or math PhD students or any number of different lines of work, but music is the real passion, and they weren't ready to say goodbye to that. And so we found this beautiful balance of being able to sing with the people that we love and work with a creative team that is really supporting the concept and the sort of the dream behind what we've been doing. And we've been doing this now for into 6 years now.
Wow. Now, the acapella thing, though, was it something you guys did from the very beginning, or were you guys into different styles of creating music and then you're like, wow, this really went well, let's keep going with this?
Yeah, it's a good question. So the group, I'd say all of the members of the group have sung in vocal groups and a cappella groups of different types over the years, leading into the creation of Countermeasure. Although, having said that, I would say that while we certainly have the people that we look up to in that scene, in the a cappella scene, I would say that we are as informed or more by other styles of music, like this video, this Life is Fine piece, for example. The real seed crystal of that musically was a Questlove drum groove from a D'Angelo record, or, you know, trying to imitate the sounds of instruments has actually been a big part of the sound of the group, which you'll also hear on the music video. There's, you know, the sound of a church organ and the sound of like some fairly processed sounding drums and that sort of thing, which has been a signature of the group and something that we certainly have a lot of fun playing with.
Well, yeah, man, it was cool because I really had to listen to it. I put it in my headphones and I was like, the way you guys mixed in the vocals with instruments, it's interesting. As I first listened to it, I was like, okay, I can't really make out the vocals. Then the second time, I'm like, oh, shoot, that's actually someone's voice. Like,
right.
It's really cool. It's really cool.
Well, thanks.
What about Life is Fine? What was the intention behind it? Is there, like, a specific meaning to the piece itself? Maybe for you particularly, it'd be different than the whole group, but you could speak personally or on behalf of the group of just the whole meaning behind it.
Yeah, of course. So the story, Countermeasure, was contacted back in the fall of 2014 by a Toronto-based choral group called the Nathaniel Dett Chorale, and they were working on a big concert at Kerner Hall that paid tribute to Billy Strayhorn and other poets of the Harlem Renaissance. And so that was also the time that we were working on, Countermeasure was working on our album Made to Measure. And so trying to line up as many things as one, I took the text from this Harlem Renaissance poet, Langston Hughes, and set it to music. And specifically, actually, because we were working on the Countermeasure album and I was looking for a showpiece for the soloist, Jeremy Volz, I was writing with the constraints of not only these lyrics, but also trying to write a song that would play to the strengths of the soloist, of Jeremy Volz. And he has sort of this rough, kind of a rough Bill Withers-y kind of vibe. And so I tried to set the poem in a way that made sense to the text, but also that worked as a springboard for Jeremy and his sound.
what is the recording process like with if you have this wide variety of different artists you guys are working with? Are you guys all coming together in the studio, or is there one guy setting it up saying, okay, you two do this, you two do that? Like,
so we have a team at Keen Music in Toronto, and they look after the tracking and the mixing. I generally sit in the producer's chair. And so when it comes to making those sorts of decisions, Life is Fine actually lent itself to some pretty interesting recording approaches. So, for example, this drum groove that has this really strange off-kilter feel to it, we probably spent 5 hours trying to get the 5-second drum loop. And so we took it, the actual recording from this D'Angelo record, and every sound within it, from like, you know, room noise to like there's sort of a surface noise, which would have been, you know, the sound of that room, which we got by our beatboxers or rubbing his beard into the microphone, or like we just got so nerdy about this exact sound and putting that under the microscope. And then the next session, for example, we will have pulled in 6 or 8 different singers. If we're looking for that gospel choir sound that comes out in the chorus, you're not going to be able to recreate that by individually tracking people and mixing it together, because you respond so heavily to the people that are around you. And so from one session to the next, it's it can be very spontaneous or very meticulous.
What would you say has been personally your biggest obstacle? I mean, I've worked with a variety of different artists, and sometimes working with such a large group, I find it can be hard to make decisions, especially when there's such an emotional attachment to our artwork. I'm just curious what your how the grind has been in the actual creating, and what your biggest obstacle has been.
Yeah, well, I would say as an artist and as someone who has worked on a number of albums, both with this group and with other artists, things run very smoothly on the creative side with Countermeasure. There's a great deal of trust, a great deal of support for the team. There's a lot of ideas that come from the group, but there's not the egos that can sometimes muddy the water. I would say the most challenging thing comes to logistics. Touring, for example, we just came back from a tour to BC, and everything, like, you can only imagine that if there's 14 people and then, you know, our team that tours with us, every little detail from getting from point A to B and booking hotels and everything else compounds the larger the group is. So that is the biggest challenge, which thankfully is not my cross to bear in the group, but it's I understand secondhand that is quite a challenge.
Yeah, totally. But I think it's a blessing that once you find a group that creates music and it goes so smoothly, it's something you definitely want to run with. So that's pretty good if that's your obstacle.
For sure. Well, last summer, for example, we did the Edinburgh Fringe Festival for 3 weeks. So every day we did a show for 3 weeks. And for that entire period of time, we rented out this beautiful old house. So we were not only making music together every day, we were living together and cooking together and eating together. So if there had been you know, big rifts in personalities, they would have come out there. But it was quite the opposite. It was a beautiful, beautiful experience.
Well, I'm happy that worked out. That was quite the risk you guys took.
Yeah, sure.
Before we go, my favorite question that I love to ask every guest that I speak to is their definition of success. What emotions or things would you need, or maybe you've had them in some way, in order to classify yourself as successful? Is it something you're always chasing? Or are you like, hey, this thing happened, so I'm kind of successful in that sense?
Yeah, that's another good question. I would say that we are in a very unique position because the group is not, for example, trying to make this the one and only thing, like the only source of income, so there's crazy amounts of stress on the bottom line. We're in a very privileged position that we choose engagements, we choose opportunities because they're interesting to us, either artistically or because they mean that we get to collaborate with other interesting artists. So to me, the definition of success as far as Countermeasure is concerned is that the group members are having fun and that we're making music in a safe space that's supportive and encouraging. And while we are fostering these relationships with each other, we're also creating music that we're very excited about and challenging and innovative in different ways.
Well, awesome, man. I honestly love what you guys are doing, and I hope you continue to do it. You guys have a great thing going for you. I do want to make sure that all listeners check you guys out at countermeasuremusic.com or facebook.com/countermeasuremusic. And of course, @DefyGenre on Twitter. Thank you so much for joining me, man. I'm really excited to see what you guys have to offer in the future.
Great. Thank you so much for talking.